Welcome to Christian Medical and Dental Association's chapel. We trust this message will encourage your walk with the Lord.
Well, we had an opening in chapel today, and Carol contacted me about a week ago and said, we got this spot, can you fill it? Well, she was gone last week on vacation, so I thought, well, I'll just kind of pray about it. If God kind of lays something on my heart, I'll do it. If he lays someone on my heart, I'll ask them. And while I was praying about it, the Lord just really began to give this subject to me, and I want to spend a little bit of time talking about the subject of anxiety. And I want to let you know that in our short time together today in chapel, we'll just be scratching the surface. As I began to study from the scriptures and begin to look about what the Bible has to say about it and some of the stress of anxiety in our culture and things like that, I could go on and probably do a series on this particular subject, but I just want to kind of hit some of the highlights of it. And while I was praying about whether I should do this or not, I was listening to a webinar this past week that I was participating in. Cam was hosting a webinar with William Vanderblumen, and one of his leading lines to this subject he was talking about was non-related to the subject of anxiety, was he said, everyone is anxious these days about everything. Everyone is anxious these days about everything. How many of you would say that's right? Everyone we talk to is anxious about something. One of the things we've noticed since the pandemic is the levels of anxiety and stress and worry have just seemed like they've gone off the charts, and people are worrying and stressed about absolutely everything. We stress, we're anxious about our families. We're anxious about our changes that are going on in the workplace. We're anxious about the political situation. We're anxious about the news we heard this morning. We're anxious about this and we're anxious about that. And in our parents' generation, when we were growing up, I thought about this. You had the evening news and you heard the news and you were anxious maybe about something you heard. Now it's instantaneous. We get text every time we turn around. It's something else that we become anxious about. And what I realized is we've become a society full of anxiety. Have you realized that? We have become a society full of anxiety, and not just people. I was with my kids, and I confess this. I know you think I'm terrible for this, but I am not a huge animal lover, okay? I'm not huge, but my son has two dogs. They're huge dogs, and to keep peace in the family, I've tried to keep peace with the dogs. And they were just acting crazy just the last time we were up there visiting Josh and his family, and I just looked at Josh kind of like, yeah. He goes, Dad, they're on anxiety medicine. I'm like, what? The dogs are on anxiety medicine? I said, do you get that free? No, we have to pay for it every month. I'm like, you're kidding. That's why you can't afford groceries. You're putting the dogs on anxiety medicine, right? We are truly becoming a society full of anxiety when even our pets are on daily doses of anxiety medicine. I saw this church sign that was interesting. Don't be anxious. Don't let worry kill you. Let the church help. Now, this might suggest the need for an editor, right? Or maybe you want to rephrase the way you do that. However, you know, the church ought to be one of the places that we go to that we can lay down our anxiety, that we can kind of walk in and lay down the stress. But how many of you noticed in the church world these days, it's an anxiety producer sometimes, and the church is not necessarily taking away and bringing peace and comfort in times of anxiety. It is part of the stress as well. Max Lucado describes anxiety as a meteor shower of the what ifs. What if this happens? What if that happens? What if today when I go home, I find out this? What if that test I had done this week, the blood work I had done, what if it comes back bad? What if the economic downturn continues? And what if this meteor shower of what ifs? Rick Warren calls them stewing without doing. These stewing without doing. We just stew over these things and there's not much we can do about them. What is anxiety? Menuth Meyer describes anxiety as an emotion that personal experiences in the face of fear of a perceived threat or danger. And they write, we say perceived because danger can be real or it can be immediate. The word anxiety comes from the several Latin words, but they simply mean to strangle. put together, this Latin word means to strangle. It's an intriguing word, as Chuck Swindoll points out. It's an intriguing word because this word in the original language simply means, literally means, to divide, to distract, or pull in different directions. Just think about the anxiety, the what-ifs that are you're contemplating right now, the what-ifs that weigh you down. These what-ifs are dividing you from your focus and attention being on Christ. They're just complete distraction from where our attention should be and what we need to get done. And they just seem like they pull us in all kinds of different directions. Kevin DeYoung said, anxiety is simply living out the future before it gets here. Living out the future before it gets here. You know, our society, as John Piper says, shows us that we are too close to the world and too far from God. Why? Because we're distracted. We're allowing the anxieties of this world and the things that are thrown at us to drive us from the peace and contentment we have when our hearts are focused on Christ. Billy Graham once said that anxiety is the natural result when our hopes are centered in anything short of God and His will. When our hopes are centered on anything other than God and His will. Someone wisely said this, that anxiety is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but doesn't get you very far. Doesn't get you anywhere, does it? And how many of you just find yourself today, you're stewing without doing, and you're just rocking, and you're keeping busy, but you're not making any progress? Because anxiety doesn't get us anywhere. It's like the story I heard and read about a man who was worried about everything. He was so anxious about everything. He thought, I just can't keep living this way. I can't keep going on this way. And so he decided that the best solution was for him to hire someone to worry and be anxious for him. So he found someone who thought he had the good skills to do that, and he offered him this job. He said, here's what your only job is. All you have to do is every time I have something I'm worried about or I'm anxious about, I'm going to give it to you, and that's your job, is to be anxious about it, and you worry about it, and I'm going to pay you $200,000 to do that. That's not a bad deal, not a bad gig, right, to get a job, to get paid $200,000. So he took the job, he signed the contract, and as soon as he signed the contract, the first thing he said to the guy was, he said, by the way, how do you expect to pay for this? He said, it's not my job, that's your job, right? That's your job to be anxious where that money's going to come from, right? And a lot of us are like that. We worry, we're rocking in that chair, we're not getting anywhere, but it just seems like we keep on rocking even though we're not getting anywhere. Well, today I want to talk about a little bit of the word on anxiety. The Bible is not silent on this subject. Now, I want us to take a little bit of time today to look at what the Bible has to say about this subject of anxiety. These are simple things. You're not going to walk away from chapel to going, wow, I never heard that, or wow, I never read that. But what I do hope to do today is to take some things that we have all read, things that we have heard, and package it together in such a way that we could be reminded that anxiety is not something that we should be doing with our lives. Notice, first of all, this simple truth, that anxiety is a weight. Anxiety is a weight. Psalm 127, verse 2 in the New Living Translation, Proverbs 12, verse 25 says this, anxiety weighs down the heart. Anxiety weighs down the heart. Now you think, is it disruptive? Is it distractive? Is it dividing, right? Does it get us sidetracked? Yes, it does. Anxiety is not a good thing. I was thinking about this idea that anxiety is a weight, so I did something I've never done before. I went down to our weight room at CMDA and decided to grab one of these weights, right? I had to get directions from Scott to find out where I was at, and so I went down and visited the weight room and grabbed one of these. Some of you guys use this every day, right? You go down and you work out and you put on these weights. And this is about a 25-pound. It is 25 pounds. I was going to bring the 35-pound, but I thought I might drop it on the way up here. And so I brought the 25-pound. And just if going out of chapel today, instead of prayer cards today, what if we just passed one of these, so you took one of these weights, and you everywhere you went today, you carried this around. It'd be a job, wouldn't it? Right? And it'd be unpleasant. Every time you left your desk, you had to pick this up and you had to carry it around. And everywhere you went, when you went to lunch and when you went home, no matter what you did today, when you went to the restroom, whatever you did today, you had to carry this weight with you. Now, here's the downside of this. Anxiety is a weight that we carry around all the time. And here's the problem. Some of us today aren't carrying one weight, we're carrying multiple weights. So it's not 25 pounds, some of it's 50 pounds, and some of it's 75 pounds, and some of it's 100 pounds. And we walk around with these weights of anxiety that are just not producing the kind of thing. Now, let me tell you, if you go down to our workroom here at CMDA and you work out with the weights, the idea of the working out with the weights is to build strength in your body and to make you healthier. But let me tell you this, if you're carrying around this weight of anxiety, it actually produces a weakness in your faith rather than a strength in your faith. And just think about that for a second. How many of us are carrying around in our spirits this heavy, heavy weight or weights of anxiety? Luke 21, verse 34 says, "Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and that day will close on you suddenly like a trap." It's a trap that gets set when this anxiety weighs us down and it traps us. Charles Spurgeon said this, "Growth can be painful. Change can be painful. But nothing is as painful as staying stuck somewhere where you don't belong." He goes on to say, "Anxiety does not empty tomorrow of its sorrow. It only empties today of its strengths." Why? Because when we carry the weight and work out with the weight of anxiety, it actually weakens our faith rather than strengthens us. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, you know this verse of Scripture well. "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." And we often think about these weights as these sins. It says, and the sin. We're told to lay off the weights and the sin. What if one of the weights that the Scripture is talking about us laying aside is this weight of anxiety? Yes, sin is a weight that weighs us down, but stress is also a weight that weighs us down. Thomas A. Kempis said this, "Oh, how great peace and quietness would he possess who should cut off all vain anxiety and place all his confidence in God." Number one, anxiety is a weight. Number two, anxiety is worthless. It's a worthless waste of time. It doesn't accomplish anything. It doesn't get us anywhere. It just drains our strength. Psalm 127, verse 2 says this, "It is useless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night, anxiously working for food to eat, for God gives rest to his loved ones." It's useless. Anxiety is watching today's time to clutter up tomorrow's opportunities with yesterday's troubles, someone said. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 22 says, "Why do people get for all the toil and anxious striving with which they labor under the sun?" What's the anxious? What does it produce? Nothing. It's useless. It's worthless. John Stott has said, "To become preoccupied with material things in such a way that they engross our attention, absorb our energy, and burden us with anxiety is incompatible with both Christian faith and common sense." We could build the strong case here that it's incompatible with Christian faith, right? Because we're not supposed to be anxious about anything. We're supposed to put our faith and trust in God. But it's also incompatible with common sense, because if it's like that rocking chair where you just keep busy all the time but you don't get anywhere, and it's just working out and makes you weaker, it doesn't make any sense to continue on. Stott continues, "It is distrustful of our Heavenly Father, and it is frankly stupid that this is what pagans do. They are anxious about everything, but it is an entirely unsuitable and unworthy ambition for Christians. We are not spiritual orphans. God loves us and cares for us. He has all the resources of eternity at his hand for our disposal if we just trust in him." Listen to Matthew chapter 6, these words of Jesus, in verses 25 through 30 in the English Standard Version. "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will wear or drink, or about your body or what you'll put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into the barns, and yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" And here's a question. And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you so anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? It's worthless. It doesn't accomplish anything. J. Arthur Rank, an English executive, decided that he was spending too much time worrying about things and being anxious about things. So what he decided when he was deciding this wasn't really accomplishing anything, he came up with this plan. He chose that one day a week he would worry and be anxious, and he chose Wednesdays. And every time something would come up, he had a little box that said Wednesday's worries, and he would kind of had labeled the box, and every time something would come up the other 6 days of the week, he would put it in his Worry Wednesday box. And every Wednesday, he would pull it out, and he would take those things that he was anxious about, and he'd begin to pull them out. He discovered something really interesting when he reached that Wednesday milestone of pulling it out. He really realizes when he began to pull those things out, many things that he would have been very anxious about had already been settled, many of which he was worried about never took place, and he was able to whittle those down, having not wasted his time worrying about those. And they just had a tendency to sort themselves out. Not a bad idea. Number three, anxiety must be cut off. We must cut off the oxygen supply of anxiety that's flowing into our lives. The world naturally feeds us and fuels our anxieties. And you don't even have to work hard to be anxious about anything. In fact, you have to work a little harder at kind of removing some of these things that cause anxiety and stress in our lives. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 10 says, "So then banish anxiety, do away with it from your heart and cast off the troubles from your body, for youth and vigor are meaningless." Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, "Do not be anxious about anything." Anything. Now, this is a very interesting word in the Greek. The word in the Greek, anything, means what? Anything. Literally. Matthew 6, verse 31, following that scripture I just read just a moment ago. "Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Anxiety must be cut off. It must be cast away. We must put it in a box somewhere and not carry this weight around today. Number four, anxiety should be cast on the Lord. One of the best ways to cast off is to cast on to the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 and 8 says, "Casting all your anxiety on him." Why? Because he cares for you. How much of our anxiety should we cast off and cast on? All. Not just 25 pounds. But if you're carrying around 75 pounds, cast it all on him, because he cares for you. He cares about your situation. The command is, cast your anxieties on God. The promise is, God cares for you. He cares about what you're going through, and he knows what you're going through. As you, Max Lucado said, as you sense anxiety welling up inside you, cast it in the direction of Christ. Do so specifically and immediately. Philippians 4, 6 and 7 says this, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends and passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Max Lucado, in his book, Anxious for Nothing, writes this, "Be anxious for nothing, nada, zilch, zero. Is this what he meant? Not exactly." He writes, "The phrase is in the present active tense, which implies an ongoing state. In this life of perpetual anxiety that Paul wanted us to address, the Locato revision or revised version of this translation would read something like this, don't let anything in life leave you perpetually breathless and in angst. Cast it off." Psalm 116, verse 11 says, "In my anxiety, I cried out to the Lord. Our minds can be kept free, Chuck Swindoll says, of anxiety as we dump the load of our cares or the weight of the load of our cares on the Lord in prayer. Hudson Taylor, missionary to China and founder of what today is known as the Overseas Missionary Fellowship, gave this excellent piece of advice. He said, let's give up our work, our plans, ourselves, our lives, our loved ones, our influence, all right into God's own hand. And then when we have given all over to Him, there will be nothing left for us to be anxious about, but we can trust in Him, giving Him all. Lastly, when we cast off anxiety, we find joy and freedom. Psalm 94, verse 19. When anxiety was great within me, the psalmist wrote, your consolation brought me joy and freedom. Joy and freedom. This is a weight too heavy for us to bear. And I could spend hours on this subject. It's a much needed subject. And I even believe here among us and our staff and our team here at CMDA, there are weights that we're carrying around the hallways here that we don't need to be carrying, that are dragging us down, making us lag behind, and robbing us of our joy. But when we begin to cast off those, realize this is a weight that's too heavy, and it's worthless for me to keep rocking in this. We're not getting anywhere. And we begin to cast off and cast on to Jesus. The joy begins to come back. A couple of verses of scripture that came to my mind as we close. Isaiah 35, verse 4. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come. He will come and save you. Psalm 139, verse 23. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Psalm 34, verse 4, in the Message. God met me more than halfway. He freed me from all my anxious fears. Isaiah 26, verse 3. You will keep him in perfect peace who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. And Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. It's an interesting verse. I could do a chapel on this sometime, but that word be still, sometimes we think of be still as, okay, shh, be quiet, stop. And that's not what the Hebrew means here. That's not what be still means. The word be still doesn't mean be quiet or stop. It means let go. Let go and know that God is going to work this out. So if I'm going to be still about the weight that I'm carrying of anxiety today, what that means is I've got to realize this is a weight or weights that I'm carrying, and this is worthless for me to carry those, and I need to cast these off. I need to cast them on Christ so that the joy can come back in my life. And I need to be still and know that I am God. I need to let go of these anxious thoughts and weights that are weighing me down so that I can experience joy and freedom today in Christ. This weekend, Cheryl and I are going back to Asbury for our 35th college reunion. And E. Stanley Jones was one of the graduates of our university, Asbury, years ago. He writes this, I am inwardly fashioned for faith, not fear. Fear is not my native land, faith is. I am so made that worry and anxiety are sand in the machinery of life. Faith is the oil. I live better by faith and confidence than by fear, doubt, and anxiety. In anxiety and worry, my being is gasping for breath. These are not my native air. But in faith and confidence, I breathe freely. These are my native air. God gives us this ability to be freed from these things in our life. Our time is gone, but let me just leave you this question, this thought. Let God's Spirit target your anxiety and turn them over to you, Him. Are there some weights that you might be carrying around? Kids, grandkids, responsibilities, and you're just getting tired of carrying those around. What if we let God target those? What if we let God, the arrow of His Holy Spirit, convict us today? And you know, Bert, that's just something you need to lay that down. You've been carrying that around a long time, and you're not getting anywhere with it. It's making you weary rather than well-doing. And you just need to lay that down. Father, I pray for my coworkers today, and I pray, God, that your Holy Spirit would have freedom to shoot the arrows of your Spirit at the anxieties of our heart. That, Lord, that your arrows would help us kill those anxieties as we get rid of them, as we let go of them, and turn these matters over to you. Lord, I don't know why you laid this on my heart. I know there's some things you've taught me out of this. I pray that this would be something that would be beneficial to our ministry, our staff, our team, those listening online. I pray you'd help us to allow you today to be in a posture. We stop carrying around these weights of anxiety and we let go and find freedom in Christ. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.